This is Triad Arts Weekend. This weekend, a night of stories and song comes to the Creative Center in Greensboro. It'll feature live performances by Lawyers, Guns, and Money, Molly McGinn, and Sam Frazier. Sam and Molly will play a short set, followed by Lawyers, Guns, and Money, and later in the evening, they'll join the band for some collaborative musical magic. It's an evening dedicated to songwriters, their songs, and the stories behind them, and it's presented by The Collaborative. Collaborative founder Chris Ferris says the word is a combination of collaborate and creative. He's a singer-songwriter himself, and we're sampling from his CD, Private Passion. Chris stopped by for a concert preview. Into deep, well, you know, I just saw Sam for that Roots Revival series with Martha Bassett.
With Martha Bassett.
Great performer. He's just a solid musician in so many different ways. What grabs you most about Sam's performance, we'll say?
Well, I've yet to see Sam by himself. Every time I've seen Sam, he's been with somebody else. And what amazes me about him is he's like a chameleon musically. He can kind of move in with anybody and make them sound really good. And he seems to fit no matter where he is. I got a feeling inside. He's a go-to guy for a lot of people. And the thing I like about him is he's very unpresuming. If you walked up to him on the street, you'd never know. He just brings it when he comes to play. He's all action and not much talk.
And how do these musicians bring it to you, to the Collaborative, or is it vice versa? Do you seek them out? Do they sign up on the website? How do performers get to perform as part of the Collaborative?
It goes both ways. We're still trying to gain a name for ourselves, so people aren't as aware of us yet, so we're not getting many of the incoming calls. Mostly right now, I have to reach out to people.
But after this show, Chris, everyone's going to be flooding to
you
the Collaborative.
I'm going to be just inundated, down the door. Yes.
Millions of calls.
Millions.
From all over the world. Oh, God. And Molly McGinn has a great voice and is just a marvelous songwriter and storyteller.
Yeah, absolutely. And she's got a new project coming out this year, and hopefully she'll play a song or two from that. But she's just one of those kind of interesting personalities on stage because she seems to go right inside herself, and she's totally in her music when she plays. I mean, I know she's connected with her audience, but to me, she feels like she's really, like, physically attached to her guitar and just really inside herself when she plays. She just puts out whatever she's feeling at the time, and it can be serious or it can be kind of campy.
Lawyers, Guns, and Money. I'm jumping on this, I'm hearing, oh, good. Chicago blues. I'm always about some good old Chicago blues, but then I'm hearing some gospel sounds, some Delta blues elements, and the common thread, some really nice guitar work throughout.
Yeah, Terry Van Cannon is the lead guitar player. He's been playing a long time in a lot of groups. The interesting thing about them is he's only been recently married again, and a connection besides their romance that they have found is the fact that they have become a songwriting team. She's actually writing the lyrics, and he's writing the music for a lot of their new material.
And in the Creative Center, expanding horizons by giving back to the Greensboro community at large. A tall order. How do you go about it?
Wow, and it's a big picture, too. It was started back in 2005, and there was a big dream by the owner at the time to combine spirituality, art in all its forms, and nurturing entrepreneurial spirit, all in the hopes of healing together. As it started, it was a church. It was called The Sanctuary, and the gentleman that got it going had a spiritual background, and he wanted to connect spirituality and art because they kind of are intermeshed all the time. If you're creating art, there's a spiritual aspect to it. So there were a lot of artists running studios there. There were healing programs. It has the largest chapter of AA meeting in North Carolina.
Where is it located?
It's at 916th Street in Greensboro. They have Reiki healers. They have massage therapists. They have a workout place. They have nonprofits that are helping underprivileged kids. There's a lot going on there.
Now, it keeps coming back to community with you, Chris, and I'm wondering why is that so important for you? This either the sense of community or recreating it or strengthening it, we keep coming back to that.
I would say it's mostly time of life for me. I've done and done and done for myself, and it just feels like it's time to do for somebody else, and that feels important to me. This seems like a way I can give back to my community and just feels important.
The Collaborative founder, Chris Ferris. Friday's Collaborative presentation is a night of stories and song beginning at 6 o'clock with food, drink, and conversation until the music begins at 7:30. Then it'll be live performances by Lawyers, Guns, and Money, Molly McGinn, and Sam Frazier. The concert takes place at the Creative Center in Greensboro, 916th Street, and concertgoers are encouraged to bring a snack or finger food type item to be shared by all and their choice of beverage. Wine or beer is to be brown bagged, and there are no tickets to buy because the event is free and open to the public. Much like public radio, listeners hear the performance, reflect on its value to them, and leave a donation in whatever amount they choose. You'll find links to more information at WFDD.org and click on Triad Arts Weekend. Well, that's all for today's program. Our technical producer is Eddie Garcia, and our associate producer is Bethany Chafin. Our intern is Michaela Nance. You'll find archived episodes and podcasts on our website, WFDD.org, and click on Triad Arts Weekend. You can follow us on Twitter as well, at Triad Arts Speak. And as always, we'd love to hear from you. Email your questions, comments, and suggestions to triadarts@wfu.edu. For 88.5 WFDD, I'm David Ford. Thanks for listening to Triad Arts Weekend.